Welcome to the presentation of consolidated financial results, December 31st, 2014, Astaldi. I'd like to remind you that all participants can just listen. After the initial presentation, you will have the chance to ask questions. In order to receive support and assistance from an operator, you can enter asterisk and then zero. Now, I'd like to give the floor to Dr. Cerri, who is the CEO of Astaldi. Dr. Cerri, you have the floor. Good afternoon to all of you, and welcome. I'd like to start, without further ado, because there are many different subjects we need to deal with here. 2014, the year closed with great satisfaction in terms of business success and also targets which were achieved, financial goals that were achieved. And with great satisfaction, we can say that our order backlog, overall order backlog, amounts to 28 billion euros, showing that we have recorded a further growth in line with the goals of our plan, where the order backlog was over 30 billion. So we can say in advance in terms of achieving those goals. And throughout the year, we have considered all the projects which have been included in our order backlog, 10 billion euros of new contracts, 3 billion euros already included in backlog in execution. We also noticed with satisfaction, especially in the second part of the year, we have witnessed a restart of the Italian infrastructure market. So we have seen an upturn, and we know what the situation is, but our company was able to adjust to a different type of market. And more safely, we can say that it generated further contracts. So we're talking about a lot of business activities underway, and they are not all completed to date. So clearly, our group has proven to have the ability to adjust, so to be flexible vis-à-vis a number of different situations, and it has the momentum to become a market leader in Italy, and not only in Italy, but also abroad, as we're going to see. We have gone through a process of growth, further growth of our group. So a revenue growth just under 6%. So we have not had the same impetus we had in the previous years to find a new balance of the sources of financing and the cycle of working capital. As you know, we have activated a standing working group, which is working and which has provided very good outcomes, and we are going to look at the financial data later on in our presentation in this regard. So we can tell proudly that the net result was 82 million euros, about 82 million, which is plus 21%. And if this is read also in the light of the return that we have produced in the previous years between 3% and 3.5%, we can say it's a great satisfaction for us looking at the constant good results and the progression. I mean, this is very remarkable data. In terms of NFP, there is a trend reversal compared to the budget goals, but these are the results of our management in the previous year. It was started in the previous year, and today we are actually recording very positive data. As you can see, we have shown a process, a path that would lead us to a result of the NFP between 801 billion, and we are just below 800 million, so it is in line with the previous year. Also keeping in mind that we did 190 million gross investment, which means that we had the ability to generate cash for over 130 million euros of operating cash flow. So we can say it's a very positive year, and we expect we can go ahead in this direction. As I was saying, we are close to the turning point, 2015. In this year, all the most important projects will be completed, projects which required the greatest efforts of our group from the financial standpoint. So we shall be able to record the very positive results also from the economic standpoint, thanks to these activities. So the main points I'd like to draw your attention on: we have achieved goals in terms of strengthening our financial and capital structure. Thanks to the very strong reduction in working capital, over 300 million in quarter four of 2014. And this, combined with the work performed by the finance department, extending the maturity from the financial standpoint of our financing, this leads to an increase in liquidity, which makes us feel quite tranquil and safe in terms of the process of growth of our group, which is even more important if we consider this from the corporate standpoint and also from the operational standpoint for individual projects. That is, the finance department is carrying out a very positive work. And we are going to look at the details about this, closing financing for projects over 9 billion euros overall. So the group is showing an ability, not just from the operational standpoint, but also from the financial standpoint, of being a market leader, a remarkable market leader. Total order backlog paid for, 28 billion euros. You can look at the breakup, execution, and orders in pipeline. If we look at the results, the commercial and financial results, we can see that for the next 4 years, we can feel safe in terms of achieving our goals. So that is the actual difference compared to our competitors. We have an order backlog with a very good quality, a high return, and making us feel safe for the future, but also because the selection process we have adopted in the previous years is producing very positive outcomes. So this result is quite remarkable. Also, taking into account that we are going through a period of time that, from the economic standpoint, was quite hard for many competitors. But we made some choices in advance before other competitors, so we were able to profit from benefits which are clearly shown in our results. So 10 billion euros of new contracts, these are some details, 3 billion euros in backlog in execution. We are talking about contracts which have been signed, so they are regular according to our procedures. In Italy, orders must be approved by the so-called CIPE, which is a national committee. So they must be fully authorized, they must be executable, and they must be financed. For instance, in terms of the Verona-Padua, we behave in a different manner compared to competitors. In the backlog in execution, we just include the first lot, even though we're aware that it's a project of 3.9 billion, but the non-financed part has been included in the potential backlog. Considering that the project will be completed, which will be fully executed, as everybody knows, we can record very successful results in Italy, And we are also satisfied as to what happens on in some foreign markets, Chile, for instance, where we acquired, in partnership, also the construction and management of the Santiago Airport, as well as the new hospital, as we announced in, previously. As to the other projects, they are part of other European projects, which are quite relevant. Page 6, going ahead, you can find some more details in terms of our success stories. Overall, you can look at how balanced our foreign presence is. Page 7, you will find some more details, keeping in mind that we have reopened the Far East area, which is not shown here, but we are taking part in 3 different tenders with a remarkable unit amount, expecting our commercial activity in Australia, but this project will be carried out in the future. At the same time, we are carrying out activities to strengthen our positioning in markets where we have been traditionally present, such as the United States, for instance. From Florida, we have moved to the Washington area, so we are bidding for an important tender there. Also, we are interested in California, just to provide a few examples. But also looking at Mexico with greater interest, and Colombia in the near future. So clearly, we are getting ready for further moves in order to develop our group even more. So starting from 2016, once we have completed the current business cycle, at the end of 2015, we shall add value to our activities in concession, so we shall be ready for a new activities. So such new activities will be greater business penetration in new areas and further concession projects that we are already developing today in terms of projects in the pipeline. Some more remarks. We have been successful not only from the business standpoint, but also in terms of execution. You can see, you can look at line 5. Each project, I mean, all projects will be completed on time. May the 1st, the 3rd lot will be opened. So the whole project will be completed on time. There will be further development stages for this Line 5 project in Milan. Also the other projects are perfectly in line with our plans. This is something we need to add. We have taken a market opportunity in terms of the project which is called Quadrilatero, which is a highway project in Italy that we have acquired following a bid for a tender in terms of the procedure in which the previous holder of the contract was. So it's a further success factor because the group has operated quite cautiously because it's a market which is different from our traditional market, but we were able to take a project which is over 500 million euro in Italy, so it's a positive fact. You know about Turkey, on one hand it's a critical success factor, on the other hand it's just a critical factor. In other words, we need to be in line with the activities of construction. We have been discussing this at the board meeting today, and projects are quite, are proceeding satisfactorily. GEPSE Izmir is in line with the project of opening the management in the first two quarters of 2016. A second Bosphorus bridge, according to the contract, will be opened. Maybe the highway will be opened first and the bridge afterwards. Let's remember that when you talk about the third bridge, we're talking about over 120 kilometers of highway with the bridge, which is the widest and longest hanging bridge in the world, with a rail road in the middle. These are the projects. And then the hospital, which started with 50 million euros. And the execution will be carried out according to our standards, our goals, and our plans. It took a bit more time to define some legal clauses in the contract, which should have to be better specified, and this is why we have waited a bit longer in order to complete all the activities. So it is starting in the best way, over 900 million euros. We hold 51%, and it will have a flow of revenues per year, not inflated, at the value of 2009, rather, the year in which we acquired it, over 150 million euros, plus inflation. A very relevant project. So with the Lettig Hospital, we shall have seven hospitals in our portfolio, in our backlog. So it's such a large amount of culture and knowledge. So it's a further development phase of our group in this sector of services that we are preparing today, and we will see this in the next plan. Page 8. It's a celebration through these pictures of the progress of our construction skills. We can go further than that. We are completing the Sea Hospital, Ospedale del Mare, in Naples. It's just the construction here, so I've not included this in the previous seven hospitals. Page 9, we find some economic data here. You can see the commercial and financial results, revenues, 2,600 million. So the growth is just below 6%. You can see the target on the right-hand side, 2,700 million. So it's a marginal difference, and it is due to a strategic decision to have a better balance between sources and uses. So we can say that the result is quite brilliant. In terms of EBITDA, there is a 1 percentage point less. So in practical terms, we do not make cans. So we cannot be so precise. We cannot always have a geometric a very accurate way of achieving goals. And this can be, apparently, we have 0.3 percentage points less in terms of operational results. I'd like to point out that the previous year, we had the opposite effect. Consider certain funds which had been released to complete some works. So this year, we were a bit more cautious. So clearly, apparently, you can see that the EBITDA is a bit lower. In the income statement, you can also find, apparently, a greater incidence of the cost of labor. But this is due just to the different mix of jobs. You know that we subcontract or outsource 95% of the activities. There are two projects, one in Chile, one in Canada, where there is direct work envisaged. So we have a few thousands of workers more than in the past. But you will see that over the next few years, this will get back to the previous level. So in terms of financial charges, in this page you find 104 million. The previous year, it's the same as the previous year, but completely different in the way in which we calculate this result. So we have greater financial charges because of the bonds that we issued in December last year. like to remind you that the goal is that of securing our plan, because the bond has a maturity at 2020. But you will see shortly that the group will increase substantially the profitability thanks to the concessions in the shorter term. So in the income statement you find a greater incidence because greater activities mean an increase in the cost of sureties, guarantees, which are given to our client, around 35 million, 35 to 36 million, so greater than, higher than in the previous years. There are two figures I'd like to focus your attention on, and you will find this in the details. First of all, discounting back of our credits in Venezuela. We have zero credits in Bolivia. We have just strong currencies, euros and dollars. So we have an entry in the economic segment of 36 million as a charge. And you don't find the same disruptive effect in cost, 34 million of the participation effect of equity accounting, so the greater value of our concessions. But you can see that this is balanced. I'd like to focus on the fact that from the equity standpoint, the important result is that of offsetting completely the exchange rate or the exchange risk, exchange rate risk in terms of our activities carried out in Venezuela, where we have an amount of credits currently which is lower compared to the previous year, 240-250 million euros receivables, and we are planning to reduce them, having offset the effect resulting from the Bolivar. The previous year, if you remember, I had said that the Bolivar effect would not be a substantial charge in our financial results, and we have shown this with an EBITDA which is higher than in the previous years, 82 million, after discounting some taxes, 37-38%. Clearly, the group has also addressed the issue of Venezuela with a good degree of transparency, and very clearly we have offset a potential risk, which was just a risk. As I said last year, it would not have any effect, and we have shown this, we have proven this clearly. Going ahead, a small note as to the effects of equity accounting. I was talking about equity investment in participation. The same effect we have seen last year, and today we are going ahead with the same methodology. It is an accounting principle that in our business plan will be used again and again in the next financial results. So from the equity standpoint, the equity structure is self-evident. Lower by 300 million is the net financial position compared to the previous quarter, in line with the end of 2013. Keeping in mind that we made net investments around 120-130 million euros. That is operational cash flow, net cash flow that we generated, and we have further invested in concessions. As you know, we have come to the conclusion. We carried out the due diligence activity, the preparatory activity for the effects of equity accounting, and we are now establishing a vehicle to complete this asset You know that our concessions are about 20. So what is increasing is the number of projects that are becoming operational or are about to become operational. So we are in this curve at a point in time where the ramp-up curve is finished for the main project or is about to be completed, and we shall start the management of the third Bosphorus bridge, the Efsi-Izmir, by 2016. You will be able to see the positive effects. I remind you that all our concessions, not considering the Italian highway concessions, are covered by a guaranteed minimum, which makes us feel certain. We have no market risk, so we have a degree of certainty and also appeal for investors in this sector for our concessions, which are a unique factor on the market. I assume there is nothing similar on the European market with this amount. Going ahead, you will find some details as to the trends. Please appreciate the percentages, which are substantially lower if you consider all the indices and the rates, which show the positive results in terms of the reduction in the net debt. So this is the outcome of a sustainable budget, which means a sustainable growth for the future, and the equity situation, which is stronger. So our structure will be increasingly strengthened, and by next year, we shall have positive results. As you can notice, as I was saying before, we do not manufacture cans, and this is why we have this cycle trend of the business and financial cycle that we need to take into account. But what matters is that year on year, we have further improved our results, not just, as I said, in corporate terms, but also in terms of individual projects, and quite substantially so. Some details, page 12. You can look at a few figures to self-financing. Appreciate the last quarter, as I said, and the sum of capital expenditure or investments, net of dividends. It is the sum of the amount, so we are just below 800 million euros. A small remark that I need to make, I'd like to remind you that technically, 799 million, this is a corporate debt. But in terms of the details of the working capital, page 11, you can see the breakup of construction and concessions. So you can see 799, 748. I don't want to be too precise, but 450 are concessions, which has a meaning. We have used the corporate debt to carry out investments in concessions. And then they have a return rate, which is greater than 13% net of tax, or higher than 10% overall, just to give you an average, taking into account all factors. So it has a liquidity profile, and which is the return, which is hard to find on the market. Going to page 13, you can find some more details as to the liquidity, the increased available liquidity we managed to achieve. Such liquidity is constantly increasing, thanks to this, the effect of the business cycle, which appears to be positive. 2015 will require further needs, even though less than in the past, to complete the activities. But by the beginning of 2016, the major concessions will be completed. So we shall reap the benefits of the greater liquidity generated by the projects in concession in the area of equity investment. Page 14. You can look at the details of the activity carried out with the bond issue, 750 million euros, and the refinancing of the revolving credit facility. The previous deadline was 2016. It was brought forward to 2019. And this is the outcome of the work done by our colleagues at the finance department. There are also some more financing sources which have been renewed. So it's a constant cycle of activity which gives us the degree of the strategic value of our finance department, which operates hand in hand with the business division. Some more details to further celebrate my colleagues at the finance department. Look at page 15. How many projects have been financed? I cannot say no problems at all, but with just a few problems we managed to address. And we managed to achieve an important value. I'd like to focus on the third line. Line 3, you can read that the refinancing of GAP-based MIR motorway project to be finalized within 2015, $5 billion US dollars. The project has been started already, so it will be finalized by the first two quarters of 2015, and it allows not to invest further equity to complete the work on the motorway, 120 kilometers. The first lot has almost been finished. That will become operational 2016, first 65 kilometers. The remaining part will be finalized in the second part of the project. So the debt equity, which at the time in 2008, 2009, it appeared to be a project hard to finance considering the concession market in Turkey, which was started by the project. So today we have a realignment 50-50 with 70-30, so it is releasing resources. If you look at our business plan, since you are so precise, you will find that the equity to invest at the beginning of the year, end of last year, was up around 436 million to the end of the plan, end 2018. But you have to subtract 180 million. The equity that will not be invested on this project. So we achieved an extraordinary result because it releases financial resources for the further development of our group. I would just like to stress, if you look at the last line, 600 million refinancing for the line 5, Milan subway. We are considering 23 years and the issuance of a bond of 150 million euros to complete the sources of financing. I'm being told it was the first in Italy, so we can be proud of it. Once it will be fully executed. Let us focus now on the risks and how we have addressed such risks. Venezuela, we already mentioned this, you will find in the financial results the charge of the discounting back of our receivables. 70 million euros we cashed in during the year. And last year, I was during the roadshow for the bond issuance, we expected about 50 million. We were able to do something better. We're working for the future because the amount is still remarkable, but more safely, we can say that we had a guarantee of behavior by the Venezuelan governmental bodies, so they are going to respect, to comply with the agreement we achieved at the time. We are working to further reduce the exposure. The activity is standing still, apart from some maintenance already provided for in the contract. So we can say that we are doing better than planned. As to Russia, there are some political problems and turmoil and sanctions which have concerned the Russia and Ukraine situation. We have come to the end of the negotiating phase for the further project, 600 million euros for our share. Lots 7 and 8 of the Moscow St. Petersburg high-speed motorway, just below 420 million backlog for the other projects. We have successfully completed, and with a positive margin, the St. Petersburg airport, which was the first project in Russia. We are performing the same type of activity there. The other project is the St. Petersburg Ring Road, 1.1 billion. The remaining backlog concerns that project, plus 600 million for the M11 project. So the activity of introduction on the market and the development of the other markets where we have just started operating a few years ago is quite successful. Page 17, you will find an update as to what we call the disposal process. Actually, it's a process of valorization of the concession assets. We are going to set up a new investment vehicle that will sell its shares to specialized investors. So today we have a value of investment, book value of our concessions, 590 million. Not all projects will be covered by this operation, so about 500 million is the book value of the projects that will be covered by this operation. And in the next few days, you will witness the startup of such activities. You will find more details in the annexes, and that's it for me. And I'm available for any questions you may have.